I'm here at the NAFB Washington Watch Issues Forum, and I'm starting out here at American Farmland Trust. Both of you guys tell me your names, first of all.
Sure. I'm Jim Baird, and I'm the director of the Mid-Atlantic States for American Farmland Trust.
My name is Dennis Nuxel. I'm the director of government relations for American Farmland Trust.
Well, I know you both kind of work in some different areas here, but I'll throw this question out, and you can both answer. What is it that's new and that you would like to have the farm public out there know about American Farmland Trust?
Well, we like to call ourselves the no farms, no food people. That's been our motto for a long time. Everybody's got to eat, and if you don't have farms, you can't do that. I think maybe what we would say is new, that we're also the no farms, no environmental benefits people, and the no farms, no cultural heritage people. And the point is that farms provide an awful lot of value for communities, and we think people are really, to a certain extent, waking up to that fact and want those farms there in their future.
And Dennis, when it comes to the government relations side of this whole policy area, how about from your perspective?
From my perspective, the thing that I would talk to agriculture producers about is being really, really involved now in both water quality and climate change. Both of those issues are burning hot here in Washington, D.C. Climate change, there are hearings going on this week on the House side to begin doing climate change legislation. And in absence of legislation, there'll be regulation. On water quality issues, there has been an increasing focus in Washington and with this new administration on water quality and agriculture's role in water quality. So I would urge agricultural producers across the country to get educated, get involved, and start learning about both those issues.
Hey, well, thanks to both of you guys here at the NAFB Washington Watch. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.